Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's 6:39 in the morning. And I think it's time for some good news. Let's see what we've got. Some good news, Vin.
Okay.
You got any of that for us?
Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Sarah, you have a healthy, happy family. There's some good news.
Thank you. Knock wood. I'm trying to keep it that way.
After that, it goes downhill. Okay. So we'll begin real quick with Nevada, or I should say specifically Las Vegas, getting with the program. The mask has become the big subject in every community. In fact, now they're talking in California about how we may need to issue fines for people. Like, if you're someone who's constantly being caught without your mask, maybe you need to pay $500. So that's out there and going around. It's not law yet, but it is something that they're
like
considering.
Like making it a ticketable offense.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly right.
Well, it's for everybody else.
Right.
Know?
Well, like, now, because of the spike in Nevada, Las Vegas has said that you cannot come in to these casinos. I know you came here to try and kill yourself with drink and drug and hookers and whatever else
and
you're
lose
into.
All your
you're
money
gambling.
At the tables, right.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to mask up while you're doing it. That's the new deal in Vegas. So
you can, it's fine to kill yourself. Please just don't kill our people, the other
right.
people.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. That's, you know, we were talking about baseball a little while ago, and the list of rules that came out for the upcoming season is super interesting. So one of the things on the list is it says no Buster hugs. And I'm like, a Buster hug?
What's a Buster hug?
Is right. That's what I said. So is a Buster hug like the half handshake, throw the arm around the shoulder? Is that what that is?
I thought that was hug. Is there some other?
It is a different thing. So
is a Buster hug when you leap into someone's arms and wrap your legs around them?
It is. It's
what?
Buster. It's our catcher, Buster Posey, is famous for running out and hugging the pitcher after the famous wins in the World Series. So
funny.
What they're saying,
he would jump up and put his. Oh my God. That's
no
hilarious.
Buster. They say don't. You can't high five. You can't fist bump, and you definitely can't Buster hug. So there'll be no physical contact at all allowed during the baseball season. There's a few more, so I'll just tell them to you because I thought it was sort of
funny,
interesting. You know, the people who, first of all, there's don't spit, don't chew tobacco, don't chew or spit sunflower seeds. These are things these guys do daily.
Yeah.
Throughout the day. So it's going to change the way they entertain themselves during the long, fun games they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no brawls, melees, or Donnybrooks. So you can't.
Donnybrooks?
I don't know it.
Okay.
I don't know. I expected you to tell me.
No. What? How am I supposed to know baseball Donnybrook things?
Why? You know all kinds of weird words.
I suppose.
Pitchers. So this is baseball as it's getting ready to come back. The players are headed to summer training.
Summer training. Exactly.
Okay. So pitchers can't lick their fingers anymore. Not allowed. So there you are on the mound. Everyone can see you. You lick your fingers to, you know, create some.
Pete, they don't even realize they're doing it.
I know. That's why this is going to be impossible. It's also, think about this. On third base, baseball players have a third base coach. And these coaches are all doing signals. Touching their nose.
Yep.
Rubbing their upper lip. No more baseball signs touching the face. Those
right.
are out.
Suddenly, I have a very scratchy shoulder. Suddenly, the top of my head is very itchy.
Any ball that's been used or touched by any player other than the catcher and pitcher suddenly has to be discarded. So, and disinfected, or however they plan to do that. I don't know. And right. Then they also say you got to bring your own donuts. So they're saying that, I guess apparently there are in clubhouse snacks laid out for the players. Uh-huh. Now, if that's something you want, you got to bring it yourself.
Oh, they're not going to do any food.
Well, I guess not. And I then mean, they also sense. Say
they can't all be touching and eating the same food, can they?
I've heard, and I don't know this, but that a lot of ball players, especially the single ones, will stay in the clubhouse and drink beer and hang out with each other after games. You know, that's part of the camaraderie.
Yeah,
the,
absolutely. You know. That's why you liked baseball when you were a kid. You hung out with all your friends.
They will now be sent out of the stadium within 90 minutes of the last pitch. Oh. So get yourself cleaned up, get your clothes on, and get out.
Meet you in the hotel bar.
Those are some of the new rules as baseball gets ready to come back. The main thing that I wanted to, the Buster hug was like, I have to look this up. What is this? And then it turns out it's our catcher that they're talking about. So, all right. No Buster hugs, everybody.
The hand licking thing. Did you hear the thing that they said instead? They're going to give each guy a wet rag.
I did see that,
yes. To wipe his fingers on. People are saying, like, how is that any less completely covered in germs after, you know, the ball and the sweaty hands and the...
So here's the question to you.
Maybe just doesn't have sputum on it, right? I don't know.
Sarah Clark, will there ever this season be an actual pitch? Will they play? Will there be a game?
So I got to make a bet right now, huh?
Yeah.
There will be a game.
All right. Sarah has spoken. It'll only be after.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll go the whole time, but a game right. will start.
They'll cancel that somewhere afterward, but right, they'll have at least
I think
a
they're
game.
They're really trying to make this happen. I mean, I right. hope that there is for you.
Take me out to the ball
game. Oh, my God,
game.
What is wrong with
Take
you?
Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't
why
care
not?
If we never
why not?
Get
What's
back. So it's root, root, root for the Giants.
It's not adorable.
If they don't win, it's a shame. Because it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
You know what they don't tell you?
Sarah of Alice Radio, Sarah and Vinny team took to the
Oh, the Sarah and Vinny team. Nice. Sarah. That's
hey.
We have our own team.
All right.
They don't tell you that you're not going to be able to hear anything that comes out of your own mouth, only the half-second delay of your voice coming out so loud through the speakers of the baseball
It's awesome,
stadium.
Isn't it?
No, it's not awesome. I would have totally plugged my ears so I wouldn't be able to. I mean, all you can hear is your voice a half-second later. It's right. like, oh, no, I guess I just keep going? Oh, It was so weird. Like you couldn't get any kind of rhythm going.
I got to do that when I first got into radio because I came in through such a weird doorway. I guess I just didn't know what I didn't know, and therefore felt 100% confident in almost everything I tried.
Right.
And they put me on because I didn't know. I didn't know what's it take to do a morning show. I have no idea. But suddenly
Let's
I'm
just
on
do one.
One. Yeah, my boss, like, you know, you're great. Let's put you up with this girl, and you guys start doing a show. And we didn't last because I didn't know how to do it. But one of the things we got to do was go to a stadium and make these announcements. And she was the pro. She was someone who'd been doing this and knew. She starts to talk into this mic and just completely goes dizzy from hearing her. Like, you know how what you were just describing, your
you
voice.
You cannot hear your actual voice. It's drowned out by yourself coming through the, oh my God, you can't even, you're like, oh, oh, it's so disorienting.
Right. So this is me, brand new on radio. We have this big announcement. She starts to talk, freaks out, hands me the mic. And I'm like, I'm so happy. I'm like, what's up? Just rocked the thing because I was too stupid to be afraid. I didn't care. I'm like, whatever. But it was one of those moments where now I look back and go, I just didn't know.
But it worked out. It's good. It was good that you didn't know.
It worked out, but only because I was too clueless to understand what was happening. All right. So let me move on to, as we've been talking about the pandemic a little bit, sort of tiptoeing around the outside of it, here's something that I thought was worth a mention. Do you think now that we're working from home that it is easier or harder to call in sick?
Harder.
Oh, yeah, it's harder.
It's way harder. You're already there. I'm calling in sick to the place I'm already at.
Right.
Basically, you know, like you almost have to like be bleeding through your eyes. Like I can't see.
It's one of the new challenges people will face as they are working from home either more or entirely.
Right.
You okay?
Yeah, I swallowed my coffee wrong. So I just had a huge coughing fit, but I turned my mic off because I had a mute button. So okay. I'm just dabbing the tears that are pouring out of my eyes, tears of blood. I'm calling in sick, you guys.
I thought you were having a COVID attack for a second.
No, I don't have COVID. Stop it. Oh, God.
Your results?
No, I didn't get my results.
So you don't know.
I don't know if I have COVID. I don't have COVID. I mean, it seems like I just don't have the things everybody had, except when I lay down, then I have them. Hilarious. Oh my God, COVID jokes. Woo.
Well, it's not really COVID jokes. It's just, you know, it sounds like you have it.
I don't have it. Stop it.
All right.
John hasn't gotten his antibody test back either. He had his done last Monday.
You know, I don't understand where you guys. It makes no sense.
Our things get sent to Mars first and then come back. Like there are places now that they say you can go and get that 15, which they say isn't as accurate. I don't care. If you got it, just stick the thing up there and tell me. Then I'll have that answer and wait for my other test results. Ugh.
On this sick day list, they're asking people if you've ever faked a sick day.
Oh, God, yes. Who hasn't? Hasn't everybody done that?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God. Really? You were 18 years old and you went to work every single day unless you were really sick?
That was a joke. Remember the time I called in?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know for a fact you've done that.
Of course I've done that. The top reasons we call in sick when we are not actually sick are we just want a mental health day.
Yeah.
Also, too tired.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it.
Just too tired.
I don't want to go to work today.
Right.
The guilt, though. The guilt, it's like it's just not worth it. The older you get, the more I think you really feel like, ugh. Just do it because I wind up just beating myself up. I can't have that. I got to be nice to myself.
There is a new normal out. Well, it's not normal, but it's normal for these times. As people are getting into relationships during the lockdown, they're calling it a turbo relationship.
Oh, human style. It goes fast.
This is about going from like the very beginning to fully locked in and committed in this. I don't believe
and breaking
this.
Up probably on the other side of it. Like
I have to believe that's part of it, right?
Turbo start to finish within a couple of weeks because there's with the quarantine, you're not seeing anybody else or you're not seeing a lot of other people. And especially if you decide you're going to quarantine together, like all of a sudden you don't even know this person. And then you start to get to know them, you're like, okay, well, this is over now. We went from not knowing each other to living together to parting ways. I bet it's happening.
But turbo relationships, they say, a group of people agree that 2 months of isolation feels like the equivalent of 2 years of commitment.
Yeah.
I
agree with that. I agree. That's
You
know,
do?
Sure. I'll agree with anything at this point.
But right now, as you're locked in the house, you're not even yourself in your normal real life. So I don't understand how you can even consider that.
I agree. These are extreme circumstances where you've got the kind of time you need to dedicate to someone, to a relationship.
Right.
So once things go back to normal and you start to see the people that you would normally see again, you might fall out of it. But that I think if they're calling it a turbo relationship, and I've seen several of these firsthand. I mean, Hooman is the king of this. You know, just zero to 100. Forget 0 to 60.
Well, he does that in normal times, though.
That's what I'm saying. This is
related to the pandemic, but sure.
But they're messy. You know, they go because everything went too fast. You can't do it. Everybody in the first flush of, you know, sexual attraction, you're totally into that. You can't get enough of them. I mean, you give that 6 weeks and suddenly you start to know who the real person is and see their habits and you're just like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Oh, I remember.
Based on this, if I could do math, I'd figure it out. But how long into this relation, this turbo relationship, do you have the 7-year itch?
That's is it like seven weeks, about a month and three quarters, or
it's under a year. You've already got that. You're already burned out on this person and looking around you, I guess, based on that term.
You're they smothering you me.
You do reach relationship milestones much quicker. And so people are, they say, having more communication, better communication. You discover shared passions. You are having a lot more sex. That's great. I hope that works once you, you know, get back to regular life.
I suppose, Vin, if you're talking about like somebody that you can squeeze in once or twice a week in your regular life, I mean, certainly you may have spent as much time with them in the 2-month period as you might have in a 1 year or more period. Like
I'd agree with that,
time.
But the circumstances are so out of the norm that
don't trust your feelings, people. Not in quarantine. Right.
I can only hope that's sustainable for you.
It's not.
But being trapped against a wall by someone is not exactly. That's not even
that can
a
be
choice scenario.
Come on.
Single
is
people are really lonely right
threw
now.
Threw me up against a wall. Come on. I know they're so lonely. Mm-hmm. Oh, they want love.
Mm-hmm.
Let the single people have their turbo relationships.
I don't have time for text. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, boy, that went fast. Oh, my God. Thanks to quarantine, we may have the year that the next George R.R. Martin Game of Thrones book is coming out.
Yes,
I know. Oh, my God. After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.